Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with R. Mills. Seneca.
Seneca. This is R. Mills. Seneca. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nightcap. This is R. Mills. And I have a great friend, a great nemesis on this episode tonight. Marcus Graham is here, and we are going to discuss hip hop and if lyricism still matters. To me, it still does. But Marcus, let me know what you think.
What's up? Marcus Graham. Happy to be here. I believe lyricism still matters in hip hop. I believe it plays a major role in terms of like
major. Do you think it's major?
It depends how you look at it. Like, if you want to be considered to be one of the greats, if that's what you're going for, and if you look at the top tier selling acts, they're all
what
lyricists.
What makes you great though? Because
a lot of things.
Realistically, Future is a legend, but he's not the most lyrical.
No, yeah, like, Future's a legend, but, like, is Future, like, as of right now, top three? Like, if you look at the top three artists right now.
Okay, so who's top three to you right now?
Artists?
Right now.
Drake, artists. Kendrick, and Cole.
Okay.
And all three of them are lyricists.
Okay.
You know, and that's the thing. I feel like if you're looking at, like, top-tier acts, I do believe lyricism plays a major role. I still believe that it can still help you push to be commercially successful. And I think a lot of people get, like, lost in terms of, like, when they have this conversation because they're always looking at, like, the hip-hop purist not getting the enough attention. So, your voice, Five Nines,
yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, you know, like, those type of artists. But it depends how you look like. Even though, like, with artists like Future, the Young Thug, and the Migos, which are being able to sell all these, like, major records, they're not lyricists. Right, but they're able to make great music. So it depends what you want for your legacy in terms of as an artist and how you want to be remembered by, you know. But I do feel that there's some definitely still matters. And you look at a lot of conversations in hip hop, a lot of them is based on lyrical content.
Okay, so do you think that is it a generational thing that lyricism still matters? Because to me, a lot of people younger than us, they don't care about lyrics really at all. Like, all the high school kids, you can't tell me who's lyrical in that generation.
That's a tough one. I'm trying to think.
Would you say A Boogie is lyrical? I think he could give you some bars.
I think he would. I wouldn't think it's lyrical. I'm thinking, like, back in high school, that's, like, the Lil Wayne, the Clips, the Kanye. So, like, even though they're making great music, like, I remember...
They're still giving some bars.
I remember the reason why Lil Wayne's profile kept on rising because every song lyrically he was just dismantling everyone's instrumental. You know, I think in this new generation, off the top of my head, like, for example, like, a lot of people might not want to consider him lyrical, but I think, like, yo, Lil Baby has raps.
Okay,
you know, I think he has some bars in him, not the most complex, mind-bending type lyrics, but, like, if you really take it in, like, you'd be like, oh, yo, this guy can actually spit.
So, when you're talking about the hip-hop purists and, like, the Royce da 5'9"s, you're saying he's one of the purists, or the guys out here that know how to rap but don't get enough shine out here, why do you think it's like that?
They don't know how to make, like, great music.
Don't think so?
Yeah, because the thing is,
you're
like...
You're saying Royce da 5'9" doesn't know how to make music.
I'm not disrespecting Royce da 5'9", yo. What do you say? Like, yo, Royce, I'm not Tory, eh? I'm not here for the smoke. But what I'm trying to say is like, Royce is similar to like battle rappers, right? Mm-hmm. So lyrically, they can give it to you. They can have like 200 bars locked in the chamber for you, right? But when it comes to like a song structure, to make a song that's going to be receptive to the audience, mm-hmm. and be enjoyable to listen, I don't think Royce has mastered that. And that's kind of, that has always been the biggest downfall for a lot of like like a lyricist when it comes to like their songs. It's just that amazingly when it comes to verses, they got it. But when it comes to the overall song structure, that's where they kind of really dropped the ball. Like you can't, it's really hard to find me a top tier artist that's really doing numbers, but they're not making great music. It's just, they're just known for like their bars.
I'll give you one that you, I want to know what you think. Rick Ross. You can't tell me he doesn't have lyrics, and you can't tell me that he can't make tracks.
But Rick Ross can make great music. Yes. That's why he's considered to be like,
but you would never put him in your top three. Why?
Right now?
I don't think, did you ever put him in your top three?
No, Rick Ross been in my top five. There was a point in my life.
When was the point in your life?
This is probably when he dropped
BMF?
No, even before then. Deeper Than Rap? The album cover where he's like looking at the Maybach. The songs that it has Here I Am.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's when I knew that he was nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then everything else like God Forgives, I Don't. There's one before then.
Yeah.
Maybach, like all these things, right? So like Rick Ross, like lyrically, he's always been the nicest.
So then why do you think that? I feel like he was never like you said in his verse on that Meek track, nobody ever puts him in the top three or top five. Why? I don't understand it.
Rick Ross is essentially who's the guy from Portland? Like
Damian Lillard?
Yeah, like everyone knows Dame is nice. Everyone knows he's one of the illest point guards, but when you stacking up the guards, are you putting him top three? You got Steph, you got Harden, you got Westbrook.
I get it.
You got, like, you know, I so get it. The thing is Ross.
But the thing is with Ross, he has given you classics, he has given you hits, and he's given you bars.
Okay.
And so, he's given you longevity in the game.
So let me ask you something. In which era which Ross has been relevant, right? Will you put him in top three? So like, I'm saying in this era.
I'll put him top five in like the
Wayne, it's like he's a top three.
Kanye.
Though. He's a top three in a song.
Okay.
Right?
I'm putting him top five in that time. In that generation.
Yeah, I don't mind putting him top five. That's the thing. But the thing with Ross is like, okay, if you're talking about this generation right now, be ready to have Cole, Kendrick, Drake. And then a lot of people, if you want to round up the top five, a lot of people make a lot of arguments, whether it's Kanye, Jay, Meek.
Did you say Jay? Okay, that's the next thing. Are you putting Jay and Kanye in the same category right now as like the Kendricks, the Coles, and the Drakes? Personally, I'm not.
Jay, you can make an argument.
Jay-Z? No. Jay-Z, no.
444 is last year, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's just a different category.
No, but that was an impactful. That's the thing. Like, I understand Jay is 40, but sometimes you got to understand, even a man is old out here, he's putting up numbers. So a lot of people can make that conversation. Fine, if you want to take them out because they're from a different era, cool. Me personally, like if I'm saying top five right now, and are we saying
this
like
this generation?
Are we saying like rappers as a whole or like lyrical artists?
Let's talk as a whole.
Well, he's kind of being quiet, so you gotta take him out. Ooh. I'm gonna take out Big Sean. Big Sean used to be in those convos.
Do you think Travis
in top five?
But Travis doesn't have the lyrics that we're talking about.
No, I said not overall. All the time. That's why I said overall.
Yeah, fair.
So I'm talking about songs.
I feel like sometimes people do sleep on Travis Scott lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really do believe that he has some bars out here.
I think,
but nobody pays attention.
I think he really came hard with his lyrics on Astro.
I believe that. I really believe from Rodeo, he was giving you some bars. Yeah, yeah. Like 90210, he's giving you bars that nobody wants to acknowledge. I don't know why, but let me think. How about Young Thug? Are you putting him in the top five?
Yeah, right now. Young Thug. I'm not putting him in top five right now.
Why?
I don't know. Like, this is the thing. I was watching something. I think it was like a couple of people like analyzing. I think it was like Everyday Struggle. And they were basically kind of like having a conversation why Young Thug is not as big as he's supposed to be.
As he should be? Okay.
As he should be. If you look at his contemporaries, which is The Future, which is the Migos, which is Gucci. So I do believe Young Thug, in terms of like he has added something new to the game, and he's been able to, and he's brought strong contribution, but I wouldn't put him top five. Like,
is he going to get like, at least top 10 for you?
He's top 10. Okay. But then if you're looking like overall impact, yo, a lot of people might hate me for saying this. Oh, and it's like, it's F gender at this point.
Oh, no.
But yo, like, if you're saying everything, so I was like I wouldn't put them top five lyrically, but if I'm talking about songs, impact, billboards, doing crazy numbers, having a crazy fan base following, okay. I'm as of right now, like within the last year or 2 years, you have to put Cardi in that conversation. You got to put Cardi B in that conversation.
No question. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, like...
I don't care if she's a girl. She's killing a lot of these guys out here.
She's killing it. Like, she knows how to make, like, all her songs. If it's not number one, it's in top five. She's bodying everyone. And she deserves...
A lot of features that she's killing as well. She's
killing it.
All of last year and now.
And so, I'll put... That'll be, like, my top five right now. Drake, Kendrick, Cole... Travis and Cardi, and then if we're
okay, doing... wait. Let's just chill out. Let's just marinate on that. The top five: Marcus Graham is saying Drake, Kendrick, Cole. Who'd you say? Travis and Cardi B. Yeah. You guys, let me know what you think. And I'm thinking I like that list. But let me know what you guys think. Hit me up. You guys already know Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all Mills. You know what it is. We're going to go to our first song of the night. So let's do this, baby. Let's go. This is the Nightcap, and we're just getting started.
It feels good, man. Couple years, you know, been thinking about it, so... Tell me go get it, you know, but got some problems to fix. Yeah. Can somebody please idle the sound of the gap? I should take a nap knowing they gon' sleep on this track. But fuck that, I'll just take the title. Chill while reading the Bible, hallelujah for the holy crap. And that's dangerous like 91 Michael. Laxative flow as you search for your survival. Wait, no. Bang, 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 that's a gunshot. Doof, doof, doof. That's a gunshot. You gotta feel this pain through my window. I spray life into old info. Never dry like a virgin turning info. So say no to dark fields that creep to enter my body. So sickly through the brainstem that caught me and courted me. 201% a shoddy, a visioner with more hits than a rose. Google hit. Say I and bitch, don't vomit what I choke you with. And then you must exhale and breathe. Cause girl, you sucking seed is not gonna make you suck seed. You've got to believe in the plan God gave thee. Don't succumb to life misery. That's my philosophy, that logically was logicless. The cheese, till he found the rap pack. And I'm addicted to rap like X videos. All love for the city hoes. Got me like, can I grab your titty though? Fuck it, I'm making spaz in the studio. Hard times got me feeling the city glow. Hard times got me feeling the city glow. Yo, I just wanna grab your titty, yo. These hard times, I'm about to glow up in the city.
Artist just came to my head, and I want to know what you think about this guy right now as of 2019. Chance the Rapper, let's talk about him. Because when he put out Coloring Book, he was undeniable. He's been quiet with the music. He's been dropping a little song here and there. But what do you think about him
as of right now?
Okay, better question. Yeah. When he did pull out Coloring Book, he won all those Grammys. Was he in your top five at that time?
Well, I'll be dead honest. I'd never been like a Chance the Rapper fan. I'm not really big on him, so I wouldn't put him like in my personal like top five. But if I was like looking into it like from a other perspective, in terms of like how, you know, the industry will view it, I could see him being in people's top five in color. Like, mind you, Travis didn't reach that peak yet. Cardi, I don't think
what she peak? Was just what peak.
Like, it's just like Astroworld. Like, once he dropped Astroworld, you kind of see he's everywhere now.
Okay, yeah.
Right? When Cardi dropped, like, Bodak Yellow and everything starts, she's everywhere now. So, like, those are certain level. Like, even though, like, we've been following these artists from Jump, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they hit mainstream success, right? Mm-hmm. We're just there early and we're seeing how everything, like, kind of, like, unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the time when Chance was popping and winning the Grammys and getting on these Kanye West records and doing all this dope stuff Travis and Cardi having ascended to into being within that space in terms of like top five. I think they were still in come up. Big Sean was still relevant at that time, so I will have him in the top five around when Chance was there. I'm trying to think of other artists. Okay, Future was in.
So let me ask you, do you think Chance at least has lyrics? Does he have bars for you?
He has bars. I'll give him his props. Like, you and, know,
That's my next bars. Question. What's the criteria for having bars? Like, what is it?
It really depends. It's how you kind of receive it, you know.
Do I have to be mind-bending you? Do I have to be making you rewind each time? Not rewind. Wow. Sounds like I'm an old man. Not rewind, but, like, you get what I mean.
It depends. Like, you burn. I think it was in our group chat or maybe one of our convos, and we spoke about this, and I was saying that, like, lyrically, I think, and if you're talking about, like, quotables and memorable verses, I think lyrically Drake is better than Kendrick.
Man.
Yo, real talks. I've yet to
How so? Let's talk about that. Just because I can put his into a caption?
This is the thing. Kendrick is sent, like, and first of all, Kendrick is lyrically on, like, a God level status when it comes to the lyrics, right?
Okay.
So I'm not knocking him down for that, right?
Okay.
But the thing with Kendrick, he does an amazing job in terms of being able to put words together and making them very sound like very complicated and stuff like that. Like, he's a good wordsmith.
Okay.
The way you see, like, an Eminem or Lupe Fiasco.
Okay.
Amazing wordsmith. With Drake's lyrics, the more memorable, because the more relatable, the more easy to kind of
to understand for the regular audience.
What do you mean regular audience?
I don't know. The regular audience.
No, like, when it's really all said and done, like, Drake has verses that people can live with for a long time. Like, it's quotables in everyday conversations.
So that makes you better because you can live with them?
I think at the end of the day, if you're looking at it from hip hop peers, like a lot of the artists we believe to be lyrically great, they have memorable stuff that we could just recite it just like that, from a Biggie to Jay-Z. It goes back to who's a better lyrical rapper, Jay-Z or Nas. Mm-hmm. Technically, Nas is better in terms of, like, words.
I'm not going against Jay-Z still.
I'm not going against Jay-Z, but technically, like, in terms of words and being able to put things together, is Nas. But the reason why Jay-Z would get the edge, because his is just more memorable.
So are you saying, for example, the Nas of the world, the Nas Kendrick artists Nas. Of the world, the Kendricks, they just have too many complex kind of verses that just go over people's heads?
Pretty much. Like, a good example is...
Does that make you worse just because it goes over people's heads?
No, it doesn't make you worse, but I'll give you a good example. Like, why do you think Damn is considered to be... Which is not considered, is basically Kendrick's best-selling commercial album. Even though a lot of people
say... You think it was?
It sold the most.
But do you think that was the best out of his three that came out?
No, but I'm saying, like, the reason why it sold the most, because look at the songs. Like, he technically really dumbed down the lyrics. Like, you listen to Humble, you listen to Loyalty, you listen to Love, and then you compare it to the songs from Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, like Poetic Justice, to Swimming Pools, to Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. The lyrics are dumbed down.
Okay.
To make it much more easy for the listeners to receive it and take it in. That's why
but those songs did what they did. Do you think he kind of did that because To Pimp a Butterfly was so complex?
I don't think it was based off Pimp a Butterfly, because I view as Pimp a Butterfly as, like, something he needed to do at that time.
Fair.
Because he took a major risk. Because the thing is, artists like a Kendrick, Cole, Drake, like artists that have built this amazing fan base, this amazing hype around the music, When they go into their second album, because sometimes with the first albums, it's hit and miss, right?
So
artists like Kendrick and Kanye, they hit it right in the mark on the first album, where you have artists like Drake and Cole that kind of stumbled a little bit with the first album. So the second year is kind of like a breaking point in terms to see, like, if he delivers, are they going to be here for a long time, right? So you look at, like, Take Care. Look, I'm forgetting the name of J. Cole's second album.
Born Sinner?
Yeah, which was way better than the first one.
Yeah, it was.
So, but I think what Kendrick did was so different because of the climate when it comes to, like, social justice and the issues that was happening during that time. He was like, you know what? I'm going to create an album that focused on that. And he came with the mindset, like, I don't care to sell records. Mm-hmm. I don't care to do commercial numbers.
I want
to
make statements.
I just want to make a statement and get this message out. Yeah. If they receive it, they receive it. If they don't, I can live with that. And then once he did that, he ran back. Because essentially, Damn is supposed to be like his second album. Like, A Pimp a Butterfly should be an album where, like, you're officially solidified. Like,
but why does it have to be like that?
It doesn't have to be like that. But, like, if you're...
You just said that.
No, but if a lot of... Like, mind you, artists don't know when their reign is going to stop.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you try to make albums that, one, you're being true to yourself.
Okay.
So, I'm not saying make an album that, like, the label's telling you to make.
Or so, doing it for Pimp a Butterfly, you think that wasn't true to himself?
No, I said it's true to himself. Okay. Right? But a lot of artists, if they're going to make an album like that, which is a little bit different from what they've been given to their fans, mm-hmm. they'll wait, like, later down the road to deliver that album. Something like Jay-Z 444 is a very personal album because he's someone, he doesn't let people inside his world that deep.
Yes, he does.
Not to that extent.
You want
to
bet?
Not to that extent.
You must love me. This guy said that he shot his brother. In his shoulder.
No, but my...
How's that not...
No, but those are just, like, songs, like, sprinkled here and there.
That's not sprinkles. That was a whole verse.
I understand the whole
verse. What are you talking about?
You're going to compare a full album of Insecurities and Fidelity and Diving In. Mind you, if you look at Jay-Z's and Beyonce relationship...
You think that was his most vulnerable album? 444.
Easily.
Ever.
Easily. You think so? Look at that one. What other albums are you going to compare it to?
I think that's debatable.
Which album?
I think...
What are you going to say? Which album?
Fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll say The Blueprint.
I wouldn't say The Blueprint. Look at the songs on The Blueprint. H of the Izzo, Girls, 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 Heart of the City. They don't dive in deep like every song on 444.
Okay, fair. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Because you had to mind,
most vulnerable, fair.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, even them as a collective, they're very closed off. They don't like letting people into their...
Yeah,
right. So, and that's the thing. But Jay made that decision to make it at this point in his life.
Well... Right? Obviously,
because he could have made the same album when he was working on Magna Carta, but he didn't.
Yeah, Magna Carta.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
So, a lot of artists, because they don't know how long they're gonna have this type of influence or be able to make this great music or be receptive to the audience ears and stuff like that, you know, they kind of play safe. So it'll be an evolution of the previous effort, but still within kind of the same lane.
But wouldn't it make more sense? If the artist is popping right now, why wouldn't they try to experiment with something else when they have people's attention?
No, they can. But I'm saying, like, when Kendrick dropped, it was early in his career with Pimp a Butterfly, right? Like, for example, like, ideally it made more sense.
I remember
sense.
Everybody was lost at first.
That's what I'm saying. Ideally, it would have made more sense for him to drop Damn as the second album.
And then go to Pimp
Butterfly as the third album. But he took that risk. It's like Drake. I was telling someone, like, if Drake had made Hotline Bling and put it on So Far Gone, his career is done.
You think so?
Because that's...
It's a catchy track, though.
No, it's a catchy track, but... But it took him... For him to make that song, he had to reach a certain level of success.
Stature,
where he could start messing around and making new sounds, right? Mind that's you, fair. That dancehall influence song, that came later on. Hotline Bling came later on. He had focused on a particular sound.
But he did have some influences... In the first album, too, of Dancehall, Find Your Love, the whole vibe.
I wouldn't say... Okay, fine.
It wasn't as...
It wasn't
like, say, The Works or what else? Yeah. What else did he have at that
dance.
Time? One Dance. It wasn't like Controller. That, but like it was kind of like its cousin, I would say. Find Your Love and even the video that went with it.
I understand. Even when I hear Find Your Love, I wouldn't take it as a... Caribbean. Even when I first heard, I never gravitated being influenced by Caribbean sounds, right? Mind you, Kanye made the beat, so it's I don't think he came with that attention to make it like that. But as you can see, once Drake has reached a level like I'm the hottest nigga on the planet right now, I'm gonna try to introduce new things and try different things and see what works. That's why Hotline Bling worked. That's why all these Caribbean themed music work with Drake. And once you reach a certain level, so you can take a risk. Kendrick took a risk. It worked for him. Drake took that risk later on in his career. That's what I'm saying.
Well, with that being said, here at the Nightcap, we're not just talking about the big time people in the music industry right now. We are going to dive in to all the local talent. We have some talented people out here that aren't getting the enough shine. So that's why we play all these tracks. We are going to dive in to this next track. We're going to get back into the topics of lyrics. And don't go anywhere, because this is the Nightcap. This is Marcus Graham, and this is All Mills, baby.
Will arise in our lives, but you gotta be smart about it. Celebrations with the guys I sacrifice, 'cause you could not sleep without it, girl. 'Cause I loved you, you were my girl. See, I thought the world of you, I saw you now.
Yeah, reminiscing on the way I was living, I need a dealer, son. Back when I was trying to find love, 'cause I ain't feel it once. First one had that kind of vibe, that probably still a some. But only so far that you can go until the ceiling comes. I heard she got kids now, oh, here those feelings come. Trying to put myself in those shoes, like what I feel in them, or would I just be a sperm donor and some missing calls? So focused on the present that I never think of Mrs. Claus. Second one is when I told myself that I'ma get involved. Same time trying to find love, I was getting lost. Damn, I used to write the papers, wasn't even in the course. Type of shit I did just to prove that I can give support. I can't say she didn't give me love, but she was giving more. Shit I never told, 'cause you hate every voice that isn't yours. Now every time you hit ignore, girl, I just hit record. So basically I'm back to saying fuck it like I did before.
Yeah.
Real. Changing the ways that we don't expect it. When signals get crossed and we start to get disconnected, and all I'm trying to do is find somebody to accept me, set the record straight, get a place and get away. I'm tired of being on the road, my heart is cold. Bright mind, darker soul. Might know every girl from Martin Grove out to Markham Road. Pops took a nigga down to Thorncliffe Park to Rome. I'm finding everything I want, I'm slowly moving far from home. Lines that I walked alone is all in these verses now. We can either deal with all the shit or get to cursing loud. Understand we both got options and try to search around. In a different time, who knows, maybe we work it out.
Work it out.
'Cause I remember all them dudes popping, and these dimes falling through like loose pockets off of who's popping. Tell what you want, but I'm just telling it right. So all you gotta deal with is yourself for the night. I'll be alright though.
Yeah.
So since we do all the songs that are local, unsigned hype, let's talk about that. Do you see any artists out here that aren't as popping as the Kendricks, the Coles, the Drakes, that have lyrics out here, that really have bars and that can make tracks that you know of?
When it comes to like artists on the come up from the city, I do believe there is a group that are very lyrical and within that vein. I'll say someone like ADA Mino.
But what do you say when you say lyrical? What does that mean?
Like, I'm just saying, like, yo, you have bars. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have bars, you can rap. Like, your punchlines are witty. It's very receptive. So I'm saying, like, artists like
ADA Mino. I'm cold, icicle. That's a bar to you? Is that good enough?
Some people could take that as a bar. Yo, Lowen has said some outlandish stuff. Fair,
but is that, like, good enough? Is that F is good for enough?
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Like, is that good enough? Like, what is the criteria for bars and how good it is? Like, what do you think? That's my main question.
Well, my criteria is you have to find a way to like blow me away and have me like thinking about certain things, right? Now, does your lyrical performance need to be very complicated for me to have me think of some type of way? No. Because there's been a couple of little baby verses that I hear and I'm like, oh shit, he's saying some shit. Like he's rapping, yeah, right? Yeah. But in terms of like Toronto artists, 88 Mino, Sean Leon, Jazz comes with it, Jazz Cartier. So, you know, there's people, Derek Wise, low-key. So, like, there's people that, you know, that can, like, actually, like, rap, you know. It just depends in terms of, like, I don't have the perfect... everyone's definition as a lyricist is different from each other.
Fair. Basically. That's very true. So, do you think lyricism and being that kind of artist, does anything have to do with charisma?
No? I don't...
Okay, so then why would you not put Royce da 5'9" in spots where Kendrick, Cole, Drake is?
Because you don't know how to make songs.
for example, Biggie had the flow, Biggie had the lyrics, but he also had the charisma to go with it. That also helped. And he had the tracks.
Yeah.
So do you think charisma has anything to do with being those type of artists?
Like, charisma adds value to your lyrics, or like your, I wouldn't say lyrics, your performance on the song.
Okay.
I 100% agree with that. But now, if you have like, if an artist is like an introvert, doesn't really have charisma, but is still able to make a great song, he's able to make a great song. So it depends how you look at it. Like, as I said, does it add value? Yes. But does it really damage your performance on a particular song, or the outcome, how the song is going to be received by the audience? That's really up in the air, you know. I'm trying to think, like, do I think, for example, like Rick Ross, like, in terms of charisma, is he really charismatic on the song?
I think so. He brings a whole persona.
I'm trying to...
The whole mafioso, big boss, that's all Rick Ross.
Okay, but even, like,
lyrical... From day one.
Like, even lyrical... Okay, like, what's the name of the kid that battled Tory?
Which one? The last one?
No, Don, the first one.
Joyner?
He has charisma on songs.
Okay.
But no one's not talking to him as being a top 20 rapper. like, you know what I'm
okay,
saying?
So speaking of Tory, would you say he has bars? Why is Tory not in your top five? What does Tory have to do?
Tory, all respect, but Tory's a karaoke artist to me.
A what? a what?
Tory. Yo, like, the thing is, like, Tory, yes, he can rap. I won't take that away from him, but. As I said, the way I look at
it, according to your theory, he makes great tracks, he has hits, he has bars, he has charisma.
Not top five.
Is he not top five then? According to your theory, how is he not?
No, because as I said.
And he's still relevant. How is he not?
No, but the knock on Tory is I don't think his content, and I'm not talking about him as a person. I'm just saying like the music he's making, I don't think is original. I don't think it's different. Mind you, his biggest songs are essentially cheat codes, because his biggest song samples the biggest hits that are connected to certain moments of like different people's life from different generations. Like, it's not like Tory took a sample, like what's the sample for Love? Everyone Falls in Love Sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like the song was never bumping.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it would have been different.
That song still gets played.
It's like different.
The original still gets played.
Yeah.
So.
Like, a good example is, I might be wrong, because like, I didn't grow up in a household when it comes to, like, old school, like, dancehall or reggae music. But you remember when Kanye sampled, like, some of reggae song from Mercy?
Yeah.
I don't know if the original song used to get played like that. I don't think
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
But when he flipped it for Mercy, Mercy was a hit.
Solid.
Like, people are out here reciting the sample in the beginning. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, Tory Lanez, like, he can rap, he can make music, but his stuff is not really original. If you look at Love, if you look Say It, like, those are his two biggest hits.
So, would you say that's the knock on him?
That's a knock on Tory. And mind you, and on top of that, he's making, when he came to the game, or at least when he started popping, he's making songs that are in vain that's trendy right now. Mind you, he dropped Love when it was a dancehall craze.
So, you're saying that he doesn't have his own sound, is what is basically.
I don't think he has his own sound. Sorry, like, his first album is a perfect example. The songs where there's one song that sounds like a Kendrick Lamar song. There's one song that sounds like a Drake song. There's certain records he sounds like Travis Scott. It's like, he doesn't have his own sound. Like maybe...
How about the Chicks tapes? Is that the cheat codes area that you're talking about?
Because you're sampling... Like, if I could sing above average and I go sample, like, Grind On Me... It's still going to knock. It's going to knock.
I need a girl.
Yeah, because those moments, those songs are already hits or already has a special moments in people's hearts. But like, you can't really miss unless, like, you're vocally doing bad. Like, if it's American Idol. You really can't miss.
Okay.
So like when it comes to chair tennis, I don't put no stock in that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, like unless you create something original, mm-hmm. when it comes to like the whether the trick tape with the R&B or he puts together a tape that kind of lives long, like a So Far Gone or mm-hmm. like.
Do you think he's capable of putting a project together that can last?
Me personally, I don't think so. I don't see it right now. Cause as I said, like he's, like for example, like Tory's hot right now, but I don't think Tory's gonna be one of those artists. And I'm not trying to knock him. Like I got respect for him in terms of like what he's done for the city
mm-hmm.
and add in terms of like creating more awareness for like Toronto music or Canadian music as a mm-hmm. whole. So I'll give him his props, you know, for making it out and being able to do numbers. But I think if you look 10 years from now and remember having the same conversation, is he gonna even be brought up?
Okay. With that being said, we got one last song for you guys, but I got a question from Marcus right after this, so you guys better tune in. This is All Mills, and this is the night.
You sound like some late night in Texas shit. Shout out my nigga Jabari, man.
I told you I'm too young for cuffing. But really, I just fear commitment. Now my focus is the music. That's why at times I'm inconsistent with communication. So this conversation is to tell you I'm not ready for those obligations stowed upon me just by being your nigga. And on that day that we first met, it was you and your nigga. But you say you falling for me, now you trying to leave. Cause he a square, but he be tricking, so right now you need him. And I'm money over bitches, girl, you know it. Even though I'm out in tootsies with like 20 just to throw it. Crack the ceiling, then I pull it while you tell me stop the sipping. I look at you and laugh before I tell you stop the bitching. Girl, I live the way I wanna. Lost my brother on the corner and that shit, it cut me deep. Let it go, man, I don't wanna. Let it go, man, I don't wanna.
I love you like I love my money. I love you like I love my dreams. But I can't let you take them from me. Girl, I need them like I need your love. I love you like I love my money. Girl, I love you like I love my dreams. But I can't let you take them from me. Girl, I need them like I need your love. Off in that Porsche, loaded off of that same mix. Girl, it's my cup, it ain't yours. From the block, now we on tours. Tell them happy birds to see it live, cause the record's hitting by the mill now. Every label calling, don't know where to sign. And I've been good since way back on pockets. Me and Augie break it down profit. My high yellow bitch, she look tropic. And I touch the soul when I'm in that pussy from the back wallet. Pimp C, how this shit sound it. Bun B, how this shit sound it. UGK, that's forever, nigga. Sippin' slow, that's forever, nigga. Say or kill me or whatever, nigga. We all gotta die someday. We all gotta die some way.
question I have for you is, since you were talking about the next 10 years and everything, who do you see artists out right now that you think will be around in 10 years? That you think have it right
like
now.
Right now?
Right now. 2019.
Oh, like it's like new or like they've just been around, they're still going to be here? Like, for example, like I still believe Drake is still going to be
here. No, I mean like out of the newer artists, like the A Boogies of the world.
Oh, shoot.
Like, who do you think is still going to be around, still going to be relevant, still going to be making good music, still going to be anticipating their albums? You let me know. Can I throw some names at you?
All right, throw some names.
You let me know what you think.
All right.
First name, A Boogie.
Nah.
No?
I don't think
Did you listen to his last album?
Yeah, it's cool, but 10 years from now, that's a lot.
No?
I don't think
You don't think so? Okay, another one. Trippy Red.
Hell no.
What do you mean? Did you listen to his albums, or you're just criticizing?
There's no need.
Okay, you're not.
You're
not even giving the man a chance.
No, no. But this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old or something like this. But I remember like the year like 2011, 2010. That there was like a new batch of artists, mm-hmm. and I kind of had a feeling like, yo, they're gonna be here for a long time. Mm-hmm. So Drake is ascending. This is around Take Care Job. But mind you, Kendrick is coming now. J. Cole's coming out. ASAP Rocky's coming out.
Wiz Khalifa, stop. Put some respect on the man's name. Wiz
Khalifa's coming out this time. And I kind of knew that these, Wale, the Kid Cudi, like these crop of artists, they're going to be here for a very, 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 very long time.
So you don't see any crop of artists right now that you can see 10 years from now? Think about it.
Like in R&B, I can see it. But in hip hop.
Give me some R&B to accent.
I believe someone like an LMA would be here for a long time.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Daniel Caesar. I'm trying to give me some names.
Right. Her.
Her would be here. How about for a Bryson? Long time. It depends on the second album.
What do you mean? Second album already came out?
No.
True to Self. The third one. We're waiting on the third one now.
You know I count Trap Soul. I don't. Trap Soul to me is like So Far Gone. That's what it, but fine. Let's say third album.
Trap Soul was a studio album.
No.
How are you going to...
No, because the way I look at it is like, when Trap Soul came out, it was like the two songs he released, and then...
And then some other songs that...
So I always took it out like, oh, that's just like... And because mine, we're in a different era. Like, if that happened like 5 years ago, the dub in Trap Soul is a mixtape. But because of streaming, it just makes sense to put it out there.
Okay.
To monetize it, right? So that's the way I look at it. But if you want to say first album, because I consider True Self to be his first album. And so like, this is... People know of him.
Okay.
Like, you know?
All right.
So it's really dependent on...
Trap Soul was a classic, by the way.
Trap Soul was a classic.
Classic.
So it's really dependent on his second album, because his first album was mediocre.
Okay.
So we'll see. Like, I'm rooting for him. I'm a huge Bryson Tiller fan, but we'll see.
So there's no rappers that you can see in an... Okay, 5 years... Shorten it down for you, because clearly 10 years is struggling.
Okay, in terms of 5 years, who came out last year? Like Lil Baby and Gunna, I'll give them 5.
To be relevant, though.
Yeah, I think Lil Baby and Gunna are going to get bigger.
Okay, I can see that.
That's why I give them
I can the definitely 5. See that.
I see them getting bigger. Who will Blue? No, I don't give Blueface 5.
I want to see what he's going to do with his first Blueface. Album. I'm interested to see what he's going to do with that.
I think Blueface.
I believe in him, though.
You believe
in
him?
I believe in him.
This is my theory on Blueface, though.
He's the new West.
I understand it, but this is my theory, though. Blueface, like, he already has, like I think, like, maybe 2 major hits. Like, I don't know if Tatiana's, like, the major one. And I do believe, like, in 2019, he's going to come up with...
Respect the Crippin is a street banger. Stop sleeping.
Cool, whatever. But I think Blueface is going to be... He's going to have the same year as Fetty Wap
when he first came out. Oh, don't do that.
Look, let's be honest.
Blueface.
No, Mills, let me ask you a question.
He has some bars, man. Don't sleep.
I'm just talking about like him lasting the 5 years. Let's be real. When Fetty came out and the first 5 songs were bombs, mm-hmm. like major bombs,
mm-hmm.
wasn't the general consensus that he's going to be here for at least 5 to 10 years?
I didn't know about Fetty, to be honest with you. Because he was unorthodox, but then people loved it. But I don't know if it was going to work for a second album.
Nah. I like,
especially with the content that he brings. I don't know.
Any song.
He wasn't.
Like, I think, like I don't know. Like,
I thought the first album was pretty good, too.
I like Tatiana. I don't really like Crippin. You like Crippin. I think Crippin is the song that's kind of on the fence for people because of the whole him rapping off beat. Tatiana is kind of
like... flow.
I understand that. Tatiana, first of all, on Tatiana, he doesn't sound... off beat nowhere.
Okay.
Right? But Tatiana is considered to be the hit that's being received by everyone. Positive, right? Fetty, every song that dropped was not missing. Mm-hmm. Everything was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Five bangers a hit. And I literally thought like at least 5 years. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the following year, he just disappeared. He just disappeared.
It's a tragedy. I don't know.
He
started getting on all these pop tracks that I was hearing, and then after that, he just vanished. I don't know what happened.
I'm not sold on Blueface. Like for me, you could call me Charles Barkley. I need to see a little bit more.
That's fair. Let me ask you some Canadian artists.
Yeah.
How about Nav? Do you think you see him in the next 5 years? I think he's gonna be around because one, he is a producer as well.
No, yeah, I think he'd be around. But
he's solid.
I don't think he'd be like, I don't know if he has hit his glass ceiling in terms of peak.
I don't think so. I don't think he did.
I think he'd be around. Like, he'd be those guys like you would still take the time to listen to him.
Okay.
I believe.
How about 88 Glam?
88 Glam will be bigger. 88 Glam will be big. I believe Lil Beretti will be big.
How about, okay.
Local City will be
big. How about Pressa? Do you think Pressa's around in the next 5 years? Do you think we're talking about Pressa?
We mean around like within Toronto or outside of?
No, like, I want bigger than just Toronto.
I got love for Pressa, but I don't think so still.
Why not?
A lot of things, right? One, he can't really perform perform anywhere due to certain things. Right?
Okay,
so
yeah,
that's
going
to damage a lot in terms of like getting your face like
out there,
and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if people watch the documentary, like the shutdown is concert in London.
Ontario?
No, London, UK.
Oh God. They shut it down?
And mind you, London's a place where like even if you have charges, you can still go to that country.
Yeah.
Right? So for them to shut it down, that's major.
Yeah.
So and all the money, majority of the money is in the States and you can't even get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In terms of like being able to do shows and stuff like that. And on top of that, he's kind of like hit and miss. Mm-hmm. Right, so like I know he has the hits like Canadian Goose and Nova. To be honest, But
he
mind
has that
you,
track with Uzi too.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard that much of that song.
Yeah, true.
So,
yeah.
Mind you, and even look at so his three biggest songs is Canada Goose, Novocaine, and TBH. Right.
Yeah.
Mind you, those songs are sparse. Those are not like three songs he dropped back to back to back. Mm-hmm. Like TBR is like I believe like 2016. Mm. Or 2017 is like Novocaine. 2018 is Canada Goose.
Okay.
Right. So he's not like dropping his like every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's in comparison to someone like 88 Glam, I believe,
or Nav,
or even like people are really coming. Like Lil Beretti will be major. I believe Local City will be major. I believe. Well, we're talking about rap, so I'm not gonna dive into like other alternative or
okay
stuff like that. But yeah, like there's, and then there's a small part of me that believe that Sean Leon might pop, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, let's talk about your boy Ram Riddles. Do you think he's gonna be around in the next 5 years?
It depends. This is my theory of Rams, because right now I believe Ram Riddles is independent. If he's able to get like a major record deal.
Mm-hmm.
And get more exposure through that, he's around for the next 5 years because he can make amazing music.
Okay.
Right? The I think
so
the
you
only,
think that's the only thing that's missing, a major?
I think so, because the thing, when you go independent, it's hit and miss. I like independent going independent because you keep everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and you literally get like 90 to 95% of the dollar,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and you own your masters and all that. So I love that concept. But a lot of people don't know it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Right? Because
you got to have a solid team. If
yeah, it's technically you and your team, right? Like, you don't have any extra, like, record labels. They can help offset those responsibilities. Yeah, yeah. And they also have relationships and connections, and they can give you certain looks that might take you a very long time. Sometimes you don't get those type of looks.
Yeah.
Right? Now, as work for artists like a Daniel Caesar, it worked for Jazz Cardi before he signed a major, right? So we've seen it done before, but I believe in Ram's case, because he's making great music. If he was like an artist signed to like Universal or something, right? He could be like J Balvin.
You think so?
Like, in terms of like, because the music he makes is very global, worldly.
Yeah, it definitely
like
is.
He's not making all like trap music. He's not making like a Toronto based music. It, like, if you listen to his
everybody can vibe towards it.
So I think if he signs a major deal and he gets the right people around him, he could pop in terms of like on a global scale. So I'm putting my chips in for the boy Rams.
Okay. With that being said, that was the Nightcap. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I want to hear what you guys think about these topics. Do you guys have any artists that you think is going to be around for the next 10 or 5 years? Let us know. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all Mills. You already know what it is. Marcus, do you have anything to say to the audience?
Yo, thank you, Mills, for having me come through the Nightcap. You know, we're working on various projects, you know, hopefully trying to release them in 2019. Until then, I'm going Ghost in the Suburbs.
With that being said, it was a great episode, and I hope you guys are back next week. So stay tuned, baby. The Nightcap. The Nightcap.
Oh, Mills, baby.
The Nightcap.
This is all Mills.
The Nightcap.